everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Gameable Audio. This is episode 37 on the theme of, or subject, of Masters of VGM. I am your host, Kristoffer Schenström, and I'm just super excited for this. So, during the month of June, there's an event going on called the Masters of VGM. Each year, we're going to pick a topic or a subject, which in our opinion is like important for us to discuss a little bit more about. Not discussion in the sense of, oh, we need to actually discuss it, but in order to widen our horizon. And this year's theme or subject that I think is very important is the topic of female, trans, and genderqueer composers. Of course, there are some really big names out there considering female and so on, but we usually tend to hear, like, if you're seeing a top five list, you usually see the five exact same people. And for me, when I was digging into this topic, I believe that it's more important to look at what is up and coming or people that are actually really good at what they're doing to date. So instead of picking like some like really well-composed things from the past, I would like to look at what's about to come, what's going to be the future of these. So I think it's very important. Of course, when we're talking about Masters of VGM, we might always think about, oh, these are the creme of the crops, the best of the best, and so on. But for me, Masters of VGM are the ones that are really good at video game music. And I think that's the most important thing. So with that said, I think it's off topic now with rambling. Let's actually dig into the first track of the week. Of course, I've picked four tracks, four amazing composers. So the first one out is from the game Celeste. And the track name is called First Steps. This was the track First Steps from the game Celeste, and I absolutely adore the soundtrack of Celeste. It's very intricate, it is very serene and emotional, first of all. And I think when it comes to the composer, Lena Raine here, I think she made an absolutely amazing time composing for Celeste. But at the same time, considering everything else that Lena has worked on, I think it is very emotional in the way she does compose, and I love the way how she works with the music itself. So when it comes to the track of Celeste, so it actually comes with two sides, I think it's even three sides, but A tracks, B track, and I think there are some C tracks as well. Not fully like 100% here, but A and B tracks are existing. And considering the soundtrack for the A tracks, they were composed solely by the American-Canadian Lena Raine. The studio behind the game here is the former Matt Makes Games, but today is named Maddie Makes Games. And behind this studio name, we find the Canadian Madeline Thorson. Celeste, it was released back in 2018, and initially it was released for Linux, PC, Mac, PS4, and the Switch. These were all released during, of course, 2018, so that's the initial release in my opinion. Because in 2020, the game was also released for Stadia and for Xbox Cloud Gaming. And lastly, in 2021, the game was also released for PlayStation Now. So considering the composer here, Lena, it feels so wrong when you have Lena as an English, because I'm so used to saying it in Swedish, it's Lena. And I think it's weird to say it in Lena. Anyway, Lena has today is very well known and is an established composer. She started out in 2016, and at that point in time, she started out with the game Panic at Multiverse High! And following up with some music for Minecraft in 2017. At this point, I would say she's pretty unknown. For me personally, I didn't know her at all for these two games. For me, Minecraft music is usually you just tend to lower it down and just play with your friends. And Panic at the Multiverse High, never heard of it, sadly. But it is what it is. So that's why I would say she's pretty unknown at this point in time. But after the release of this Mighty Celeste original soundtrack in 2018, it seemed like things really kicked off for her, following up with her own game Escape, or ESC, which was released the same year, 2018. And lastly, she worked on the game Harmony, The Fall of Reverie, in 2023. Later after that, considering everything, she worked also on Sackboy Big Adventure in 2020, Chicory, Colorful Tale, and Deltarune Chapter 1 and 2, but also Moon Glow Bay in 2021. And for me, that I think Lena does really, really good here, she does not only make music, she also covers programming and design as well. And currently, Lena is working on her next own game, Another Reel. So it's Another Reel. Another Reel. So the Another and the Reel are sharing the same R. That's kind of how it's spelled. And the development for this game started out back in early 2021. So when it comes to everything here, I think is more than enough to say that this is an composer, but also a very interesting individual that has a lot of work to do up and coming, I would say. Considering what she did with Celeste and what followed up, I think she is really good at the composition part. She really does these emotional bits really, really well. And considering the emotional parts, of course it can be a little bit of a niche, I would say. Maybe you won't put on Celeste as like a daily track or something like that, but for these emotional power hours that you kind of need, I think Celeste, for example, is a very good example of an OST you might put on. For me, I have a couple of tracks from Celeste that I have in my playlist on Spotify, and I freaking love and adore it. And of course, there are more interesting tracks, for example, from Deltarune, also amazing tracks, not just from Deltarune, but from Undertale as well. Now, Lena did not make the Undertale, but making the tracks for Deltarune, these are also a blast of a track listening through these. So I think for the first runner-up, we're going out strong, but don't fret. I think we have a good candidate coming up next as well. We're going to talk about the game Wizardry, Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord, and the track we're going to listen to is Gilgamesh Tavern. Gilgamesh Tavern from the game Wizardry, Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord. And the track here, the full OST, was composed by the American Winifred Phillips. But the music here was produced by the American Winnie Waldron, just to have that said, as both of them has been working on making music together since 2005. And I think it was even a little bit earlier than that, because 2005 was basically when they started making video game music together. Wizardry Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord was developed by the American studio Digital Eclipse Entertainment Partners. The game was released on the 15th of September 2023, and at that time on PC. The game was in 2024 even released also on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PS5. One thing to note here is the game is actually a remaster in full 3D of the original RPG game with the same title, but that game was released back in 1981, which it makes it even older than I am. Interesting. I did an episode on Winifred, which was like the last episode I had when I was doing my Swedish version of this podcast, which was released back in 2020, October to be specific. And since it was in English, since it was in Swedish, sorry, it wouldn't be right to skip her work, as if I covered an artist previously, we usually just go from the last episode and see what they have done since. But let's actually go back and look at her credited work. So Winifred started out back in 2005, as previously named, and specifically released the original composition for the game God of War. Same year, she also released Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and in 2006, like normal people say it, Chris, yes, she worked on the Da Vinci Code. In 2007, she worked on Shrek the Third, Ben Jordan, Paranormal Investigator, Cast 6, and Shrek and Roll. I don't know about this Shrek and Roll, but it sounds like a card game. Sounds interesting. Anyway, moving on. In 2008, we have The Speed Racer, the video game. And 2009, Sim Animals, The Maw, and Spore Hero. In 2010, we have Hasbro Family Game Night, and after this game, it took a little bit while, but all until 2012, when we see her name again. Starting with Little Big Planet for the PS Vita, so it's Little Big Planet PS Vita, which is the full name. Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, and ends with Little Big Planet Karting. In 2016, we see the game Total War Battles Kingdoms for mobile phones, and Homefront The Revolution, and also Rival Stars College Football. In 2017, we find Little Lords of Twilight and Lineage M. I guess the M stands for mobile in this case. In 2018, They Suspect Nothing. And lastly, we have the last rush of games here. Spider, Sackboy, A Big Adventure in 2020. And the latest released was this Wizarder game, which was released in 2023. I think when it comes to Winifred Phillips, she is an amazing talent. Of course, there are some other games I didn't cover here fully, since there are so many titles, etc. And Winifred is somebody I've been following ever since I had the first episode covering researching her. And she is this super enthusiastic composer, but also somebody who really loves talking and sharing her work, either through making a book that she's made, but also through interviews. She also has online courses. It was the word I was looking for. No, she's really eager to share her knowledge, and also she's really eager to really go in for different kind of awards and so on. And this is, from what I understand, and if I remember correctly, was due to the fact of how she kind of came to be a composer as well. She had really a lot of like unique and interesting people around her. So she really got these suggestions on what awards to search for and so on in order to, well, gain more clarity and become a known composer. And of course, a lot of people might know Winifred Phillips, but also there might be a lot of people that don't know her. In my opinion, she makes an amazing music. She's very well versed with composition of different kinds. So that is also one thing you guys really need to check it out. She's more of this kind of epic, I would say, composer, making more like bombastic things, going in with emotion yet again. So I think that that's kind of her main style, but she can still tap into the more playful ones as well, which shows absolutely a width of what she can do and what she's capable of. And maybe it could be due to the fact that she works together with Winnie Waldron, for example, but definitely I think a lot comes from Winifred Phillips herself. So also a great composer, in my opinion. I've been following her for about 2-3 years almost now, so definitely more people should check this one out, in my opinion. Next one we're going to talk about is a little bit more an unknown one. I would say this is an up-and-coming composer, and I really hope so, because she is amazing of the music that I've listened to so far. The game we're going to listen to with the soundtrack from is Ring of Pain, and the track name is called Claws and Feathers. Feathers from the game Ring of Pain. And this track, or full OST, for this game was created and composed by the Australian composer Belinda Combs. She worked on it all by herself. The game was developed by the Australian company Twice Different, and the game was released back in the 15th of October 2020. The game is available on PC, Mac, and Switch initially, and over time it was also released in 2021 on Xbox One. And when it comes to this, in my opinion, new and upcoming composer, Belinda is an interesting fellow, as most of her work is still in to be announced section. She is a composer that I did fell over recently, and especially on her work for the mod of Tiberian Sun Rising, which is a Command & Conquer 3 Tiberian Wars mod. I actually didn't know about this mod too long ago, but I've been following a little bit on Command & Conquer 3, for example. But development has been by a fan group ever since 2006. And the game mod seems to be very slow beating, though, but it seems to still be alive, and like, it usually tends to get one or two updates per year. Don't know how playable it is, I haven't tried it myself, but I mean, considering the music they made in this one, holy moly. And of course, with Belinda, it goes in for the same thing there. I really like that track. Too bad I wanted to have that in the episode, but they were not presented in the free files for this mod as I was checking it out, which is sad because they are absolutely amazing. If you love Command & Conquer music, you really need to check out Belinda's work. I think she made a total of 3 tracks, and they're all absolutely amazing, considering a classical Command & Conquer kind of soundtrack vibe. Anyway, one thing that is available when it comes to her work is the game Game for Peace, which is PUBG, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, mobile in China, because PUBG was apparently a no-go, so they needed something more safe, hence they changed the name to Game for Peace, which is always interesting when it comes to China. Ooh, you silly ones, I love it. Anyway, she also worked on some additional tracks for that game, and that was for a major update in April 2022. Other games that we do have, which is still in there to be announced status, is the game such as Winnie's Hole, Mistmoon Falls, Harvest Hands, and As We Descend. All these are currently in to be announced status, and some of these games, if not all of them, are available on their Steam pages, so you could go in and just wishlist these games or gather more information through these pages. So, highly recommended. Not too much OST we can listen to from Belinda so far. She still has an amazing reel and so on work she has done, which shows off this really, like, her style as she presented herself is more towards dark horror kind of style. And you can definitely hear this through Claws and Feathers. And considering Ring of Pain being like a rogue-like deck-building game, which has this unique thing that all the enemies are basically in a ring on the screen, turning around, twisting and turning around, and you play cards in order to damage them, in order to clear up this ring. So yeah, it kind of comes with two senses. Either the ring is coming with pain, ring of pain, or you're delivering pain to this ring. Still interesting name, doesn't say too much. I don't think it will stick that well, to be honest, if I'm skeptical though. But when it comes to the music, that's one thing I'm not skeptical about. I love this track that you did for Ring of Pain, or the full OST, so to speak. It is available to purchase and download on Bandcamp, and you can also listen to it on Spotify. Highly recommended to just give a little bit more the creepiness of a composer, and I love that thing. But definitely checking out the other works that she's done. We know for a fact that she's really, really good going into other genres, especially rock, considering the Command & Conquer reference I did earlier. Yet again, another amazing composer. I believe she will go far if she just keeps getting more and more work, of course. But with more games coming in, I'm definitely excited for more, considering Belinda Combs. And with that, we're digging into the last track of the week. And this is a return yet again. I believe still from the bottom of my heart that Megan McDuffie will go places. We're going to listen to Yeah Basic from the game River City Girls 2. Return of the VGM Queen. Well, in my opinion, the American Megan McDuffie worked on the OST for this game, but with some extra help from the Italian Matthew Lister, the American Dale North, and some special features such as Mega Ran and DJ Chief, Christina V, and Richard EB. Some people might already know who these people are, and for those who know, yeah, you know more than some others do. Still interesting people that she collaborates with from time to time, and it's super interesting, super fun to see. The game here was developed, just like the first game, by the American studio WayForward Technologies. The game was released back in 2022 on PC, PS4, and Xbox One, Switch, and for PS5. And just to name, in episode 154 of Finally Game Music, Megan joined me in to talk a little bit more about her work at that point in time, but the first River City Girls game. And since that episode was in English, I think it's absolutely perfect to just continue with her credited work since then. And, well, as I remember, she did have some work going on by the end of that episode, which she couldn't talk about due to NDA, which is a classic way of saying, ha, you can't tell you shit. And that's a classic one, it's nothing new. It is what it is. But since then, we have known what she was working on, because since 2019, since the River City Girls 1 was released, Megan worked on the games such as Max Gentleman's Sexy Business in 2020, Centipede Recharge, Black Widow Recharge, and Asteroid Recharge, which are all parts of the Atari Reimagined series of their older games. Then we also have Aeon Drive, which was all released in 2021. This includes, of course, all the Centipede, Black Widow, and Astro Recharge packs here. In 2022, we had River City Girls 2 and also River City Girls 0, but also get more Recharge titles such as Yars, Breakout, and Gravitar, which are her last work since. No, I absolutely love and adore Megan. She's an amazing person to talk with. She's an amazing person that really loves to share her own work, especially for her original content, but also a little bit more of what she can share, of course, when it comes to video game music as well. Super fun to follow her, and she likes to do some quirky videos and so on, and I think it's fun to see a composer relax and have a good time like she does. And of course, following her on her original work as well is super fun, as she likes to do this more dark synthy, kind of almost satanic music. I love the unique style that she kind of brings forth and the projects that she does. Because when she's making music for video games, it has just like this River City Girls. The playfulness has still a sense of kind of retro to it. But considering all the information that we talked about, I think it's way better for you guys to listen to that older episode if you haven't. Highly recommend to check out episode 154 from Finally Game Music. For people following the feed, just scroll a little bit more in the feed and you'll find that episode sooner or later there. Highly recommended. No, she's a super fun individual and definitely worth to be up on a Masters of VGM such as this year. So yeah, that was the episode. Four amazing talents, in my opinion, that I think will go really far if we just keep a lookout for these amazing individuals. So much difference between them, but yet they bring so much in width and well, I would say emotions, to be honest. I don't really know how to feel listening to all these. I just feel amazing. It's hard for me to specify anything. So if this hasn't really worked for you listening in on these four tracks, I mean, please do listen in on other tracks that they have worked on, because yeah, you might change your opinion on these and start listening to them more thoroughly and getting to know them by following them on social media, etc. Yes, that was me sharing my thoughts and my opinions on this year's Masters of VGM. If you're listening in on this early on, I hope if you do know anybody that has a podcast and wants to maybe cover on this topic as well, highly just send them over to mastersofvgm.com and we will try to share this event as much as possible. The more people we can get into this, the more fun it will be just to claim all these votes, etc. And in the end, we will deem who is the best female, trans, or gender queer composer for 2024. Yes, with that said, it is time for me to close down the episode. You find other episodes of the Gameable Audio over at our homepage at videospelsklubben.se. You find us on Spotify or in your closest podcast app. Feel free to follow or comment on one of our social medias, either Facebook or Instagram. Just search for Gameable Audio and you'll find us there. You can also support this podcast for future content and quality upgrades, but also in the end, future composers, so think about becoming a Patreon. Our current awesome backers that we do have today is Daniel Lundmark, Lars Schenström, Titti Schenström, Kevin Wikström, and Mike Björkholm. Thank you so much for helping me out with this financially. And yeah, thank you so much for trusting in the podcast. Links where you can either buy or support the composers behind the music that we'll listen to today, you'll find those in our main post at videospelsklubben.se. And the next episode is a very special one, as I've talked and had a special with Daniel Pohl. And this was going on at Nordic Game Conference. So the episode is pre-recorded, and just to have it said, the upcoming episodes are going to be pre-recorded. So for now, I will be having a little bit of a vacation from the podcast. But of course, over at the Discord, please join in and chat with me there, because I will still be available for talks, etc. And there are coming in more and more composers. If you're interested in music for video games or anything else, really, if you're interested in getting into video game music, they will definitely help out and share their knowledge with you if you have any sort of questions. But yeah, we have multiple talents for composition, voice acting, etc. For people that joined and follow our Instagram knows a little bit more about this, as I shared some stories and pictures from when I was recording this in Malmö at Nordic Game Conference. Thank you so much for your time. The podcast theme music was composed, as always, by the amazing Thor Myrdal. I am your host, Kristoffer Schenström. This was episode 37 on the theme of Masters of VGM 2024. With that said, do take care, everybody. See you all, guys, next time.